This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
Jonathan, I do this thing now before the show where I do a little video because we've got all of this technology live streaming to the world through Facebook Live and now Periscope. And I did Periscope for the first time tonight with my son. He was on the camera showing it. And at the end of this thing, and by the way, I had Restore the Republic, your hardback edition, which I wholly endorse and I hope everybody will read. And at the end of the thing, all right, I'm getting back, going to the studio now. We got to get the Sacred Fire of Liberty underway. And my son says, how do you turn this thing off? One of those classic unscripted moments. So if the video's still running, I apologize. Anyway, Jonathan, good to be back with you. And Cheryl Chumley will be joining us in just a moment. Obviously, the biggest news is the crisis that turns into what? Another grab for guns, the Second Amendment. Is this, you know, again, not taking anything away from the tragedy, but the politicization of it, if I could say it that way, it's almost immediate.
Well, look, the problem with guns is that terrorists are using guns, and so are individuals who are nuts. Now, if those individuals didn't have guns, they would use bombs, they would use IEDs, they would use other means to cause the same havoc, and they would, of course, be able to get guns on the black market. So the solution Obama is proposing is just political pablum. It's not a solution to the problem. It is, however, a prior restraint that would block and interfere and encumber the ability of lawful abiding citizens to defend themselves and to have weapons in that club in Orlando to blow away the terrorist while he was trying to and did murder many people. So disarming the American public is not the solution to terrorism. It's a contributing and aiding factor in facilitating mass murder. As far as the suggestion that you take away the rights of individuals on the terrorism watch list to own and use weapons.
Or the no-fly list, right? Yeah.
No-fly list, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That is, of course, a deprivation of someone's rights without due process. But here's the point.
Mm-hmm.
It all gets back to the fact that this president has not declared war against those who are enemies of the United States and who intend on killing us. We know that a good number of people on the terrorism watch list, or that the no-fly list, are there because of their direct and irrefutable ties to acts of terror in around the world, where we have them actually as individuals who would otherwise be targeted for execution because they're actively participating in training, recruiting, and deploying and financing and assisting in the building of terrorist networks around the world. If this were a war, those people would be killed. If they were found inside the United States, they would be immediately apprehended. Mm-hmm. If they possessed a weapon, that would be deemed to be in aid of their acts as a terrorist. So here's the thing. Declare war and go after those who are the enemy. But as far as other individuals on the no-fly list, if you do not have proof that they're an enemy of the United States,
right,
then you have no basis upon which to proceed to deny them their rights. unless you arrest them and prosecute them.
Right. And
prove that they're guilty of a felony.
That's the concern I have with this. And, of course, even the Republicans might, with political pressure, cave on it. I'm not sure yet. It's still early. Cheryl Chumley is here to add into the mix here of what's going on in Washington, D.C. after this event from World Net Daily. Cheryl, obviously you're following this very closely as well.
Well, it is the biggest news today, Robert. Basically, the Democrats want more gun control. Republicans are holding fast. And we're used to this because every time there's a shooting, though there hasn't been one of this huge nature on American soil, but every time there's any type of shooting on American soil, we have the same debate. President Obama, the latest on it is that Obama down in Orlando today just scolded those Republicans who just won't give gun control a second look. To me, the biggest thing he said was that those who say the nightclub patrons had one of them even carried a weapon, then it could have saved a number of lives. Obama came out and said that that's just ridiculous and defies logic. The idea that not carrying a weapon into a nightclub is safer defies logic in my mind. So there is going to be a vote on some gun control. The Republicans did allow the Senate to go forward with that after that 15-hour widely reported filibuster by Senate Murphy. But I don't think anything's going to come of it. I think it's just more politics as usual. And I think the American people are pretty clear on this, that the Second Amendment is something that they're not willing to cave on at this point.
And they really should be, Robert, because, look, all of these acts of terror in San Bernardino and Orlando and attempts on aircraft and other attempts at the military installations in the United States, they have all gotten somewhere because someone wasn't there like they were in Texas when there was that aborted attempt to go in at that anti-Islamic meeting that they're having down there, the art contest, when they were trying to get in there. And there was one lone officer who was a traffic officer with a gun who eliminated the people. That's the contrast. Clearly, if Americans were armed and had their weapons with them in Orlando, in San Bernardino, there would have been a very substantial reduction in the number of lives lost. And that's because people would be trained, would know how to use the weapon, and would see what was going on rather quickly and would defend themselves. Who would not defend themselves if they had a weapon rather than stand and run around and be shot and killed? Of course you would defend yourself the first thing you do.
Think about the hours that this thing took to completion.
Three.
Right? Hours, right? There had to be times and moments that this guy had to reload, unless there were other shooters. Again, we talk logic. We ask the questions here.
What stopped it? I mean, what stopped it was police, armed to the hilt, broke in and killed him.
Right.
I mean, come on. It's so commonsensical that we can't depend on that. 3 hours also tells you this, which is a story in San Bernardino as well. No matter how fast police react, it's not fast enough to get there and avoid lives lost. The only people who are going to avoid lives lost are going to be there, and they're going to be armed. If you deny the American people the right to be armed, particularly now when we reasonably anticipate there are going to be numerous additional incidents of terror in the United States, we know they're here, we know they're activated, we know that that they're planning on sending more here, and that the whole purpose of ISIS at this point is to attack in Europe and attack the United States and kill Americans wherever they can be found. And we know that. That's their propaganda and that's their training. That's what they're attempting to do. All right. If we don't get ready as a people for these hidden cells, we're going to see a lot more deaths of Americans. And this is going to be a tragedy that gets worse and worse and worse. Rather than dictate that Americans ought to disarm, the President of the United States ought to be saying, hey, look, go out, take a class, learn how to use a weapon in self-defense.
And be ready. Exactly.
And be ready.
And by the way, the American people are heeding that call that Obama's not making, as with every event like this increases gun sales, including the so-called AR-15 that they call an assault weapon, or now they're calling a war weapon. Again, these are words and terms just to frighten people. Interestingly, in West Hollywood, the gay community, at least a segment of them, have now put up the Gadsden flag with their rainbow colors, but in terms of promoting a pro-gun message. that we will shoot back. And I'm thinking, that's the message that needs to happen. These need not be pacifist in this situation, be slaughtered.
Yeah, Obama would have you cower and be afraid. That's not the answer to this. The answer to this is that the terrorists understand that even if they got here, and even if they could get a few rounds off, there's always going to be an American in the crowd who's armed to the hilt and is going to blow you away. And if they get that message loud and clear, then, gee, it's going to be harder to get away with this stuff here. Mm-hmm. They're going to live at a shorter clip, and I mean one clip. They're going to live they're not going to have any degree of security. Look what they're going after, soft targets. They're principally going after innocents who they think are unarmed in an environment where they would not be on the defense. And they're padlocking the doors. This is cowardly. They're focusing their attention on those that they can pick off easily.
Cheryl,
and that's why if it's difficult, it frustrates their plan.
Could you imagine if they had the Gadsden flag with the "Don't Tread on Me" thing there, with their rainbow colors that says "We shoot back"? Do you think that he would have taken on that particular place? Probably not.
Well, I think just seeing that flag would have served to have him look elsewhere. He probably would have given Disney a second look because, you know, as I understand it, he first was scoping out Disney for a possible target. To me, it's just common sense what you're both saying. I agree with. If you're going into a gun-free zone, you're setting yourself up as a target automatically. And if I'm a terrorist, those are the areas I'm looking at. It's easy pickings. And it just defies logic, and it defies compassion, really, to have politicians point fingers at the rest of us and tell us to disarm while they're hypocritically among some of the most well-protected, armed-guarded people in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, to say you should disarm is to say you should be a victim like them. And I think that community's got to wake up, just like we have the history of Nazi Germany again, for the Jews to say if the Jews had not given up their firearms, if the gypsies, if the gays, etc., it makes it very much more difficult. Maybe you could still argue they would have been overwhelmed, but at the same time, they would have been much less less reluctant to go house to house knowing that the people were going to fire back at them. And again, that's a message that our founders knew, and that's something I don't want to be lost here with this Obama push and Democrat Hillary push to somehow say, no, we need to restrict law-abiding citizens from owning firearms that look scary. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to do. This is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily is here. Jonathan Emord, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty will join us a little bit later. And then, Is Your Dog a Democrat? A new country song. Very funny. We'll reveal that a little bit later. Stick with us. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up to Emord.com as well as WorldNet Daily and the Campaign for Liberty.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My right to keep and bear arms is not dependent upon how you feel about it, whether you're scared of it. It's a right simply because it comes from a far higher place than government, and it was put into the first 10 amendments, the Second Amendment, not because the government granted us the right, just because they acknowledged a right from a far higher place that was not to be infringed upon, a message that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama don't seem to get. And we'll continue to talk about it with each crisis. We don't like these crises occurring, but we're certainly not going to relinquish our Second Amendment rights because of them. Cheryl Chumley, Jonathan E. Moore, thank you guys for doing what you do and for the sacred fire of liberty.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So, Cheryl, on this issue in D.C., as we know, this is sort of a Hegelian dialectic. This is where you have a left-right thing that seems to be for the right to keep and bear arms and against it. But is there a concern with the Republicans, with the Speaker of the House, caving on the issue? I think the Senate is going to vote on something here.
Well, that's a good question. Actually, Speaker Ryan did put forth a strong statement saying that, he would consider the vote. He was happy to bring it to discussion, but he does not stand in the camp of favoring the no-fly, no-buy type of gun control, where if you're on the no-fly list, then you automatically can't purchase a weapon, because of the very logical reason that if your name is mistakenly added to that list, you're out of luck. And there's been cases, Stephen Hayes, a weekly standard writer who also serves as a Fox News commentator, he's been on the list. Ted Kennedy back in 2008, he's been put on the list. So you can imagine, and we were discussing this earlier, you can imagine if a government bureaucrat had a grudge against you, they only have to phone in your name to put you on the list, and then you're in the position of proving yourself innocent.
True. And we've had discussions about the whole psychiatric issue. It's not like you could find anybody that's in favor of giving a gun to a crazy person, but the question is of definition. the psychiatric profession in their DSM 4, 5, 6, and 7 or wherever they go with this, they'll often say, the mistrust of authority is somehow a psychiatric condition, when I think that's the human condition and should be the American ideal.
Yeah, and there's been some sneaky moves just recently, just in the last few days, to insert language in a mental health bill to clamp down on Second Amendment rights. I haven't read through all the amendments, but some of the discussions is basically that if the government deems you mentally unfit, then that automatically makes you ineligible to purchase or own a gun. I mean, just imagine the chaos that could befall from that in just the next few years, or with Democrats in charge of deciding who is mentally fit or not.
Mm-hmm. Great concern. Again, due process, not there. And the psychiatric profession, I've got so many questions about their willingness to make a normal human condition seem abnormal and evidence of a drug deficiency, much less removing you from your rights to defend yourself.
Well, I agree with that, what you just said. I mean, ADHD nowadays, every kid has ADHD, it seems like. 20 years ago, that was a little bit unheard of, but now it seems like more the norm to raise your kids on Ritalin or some other type of hyperactivity drug, that the long-range effects are still unknown, and, you know, it seems the go-to, give a pill for something that used to be regarded as normal behavior.
Yeah, it's called being a kid. Now, granted, we're seeing a lot of controversy surrounding the vaccine issue and with the movie Vaxxed. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but stunning, the revelation from the whistleblower about the corruption at CDC, trying to deny a link between the MMR specifically and autism, that there was real corruption at the CDC, and Congressman Posey has it there. Now, last week we mentioned Chaffetz in Utah has now seen the film, and they are considering, from what I hear, actually calling for Dr. William Thompson to testify in Congress, Jonathan. So there is some movement there.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So, again, keep the pressure on, moms and dads up there. You can make a difference, particularly as it comes to government being in bed with the pharmaceutical industry, the psychiatric industry, and then a political agenda utilizes it against you, against me, against all of us, for an agenda to disarm Americans in this case.
It's interesting because I think most Americans think that, you know, cases that of which you just describe happening, it's one of those things where people don't think it could happen to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know living in Virginia that there was actually a guy it happened to. So these things aren't that far and widespread.
You're right. Don't be so willing to give up your rights because of a tragedy. In fact, like a lot of Americans are doing, they're grabbing those rights while they have them so that they don't lose them. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you, Cheryl Chumley. Thanks for being with us as always.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Jonathan Emord and I continue the Sacred Fire of Liberty after this break with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to stay the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid, If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
That time of the week where the sacred fire of liberty joins forces with the Campaign for Liberty and Norm Singleton, its director as well, and talk more about the issues of liberty in this land and how to retain it, regain it, defend it, etc. Norm, welcome back. Obviously, you've been covering a lot of the issues surrounding the gun grabs or the attempts at gun grab based on another horrible tragedy. Maybe you can update us on your perspective as well.
Well, I was a little amazed this morning. I woke up and the first news story I saw said that the Republican Senate had agreed to hold a series of votes on gun control measures, and there'll be the you know, that some of the Democrats are offering the expanded background checks, and I think there may even be a vote on that proposal to ban anyone on the no-fly list from or the terrorist watch list, which I found out this morning actually includes a 10-year-old boy because his name happens to be the same as a convicted chief of the IRA. But there's also going to be what we used to call constructive Republican alternative proposals, and I'll leave it to your audience to do the acronym, offers that would give some fig leaf by claiming to be due process, but a lot of it just isn't. And some of it is, if you've been investigated as a terrorist, your gun rights might be restricted, depending on what the federal government finds. But investigated as a terrorist, you know, under our system of justice, your rights aren't supposed to be taken away permanently until you're convicted of a crime, not investigated.
Right.
And, you know, this could be someone, again, who happens to have the same name, as a terrorist suspect. I have a friend who is in Florida, who's head of the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus and a veteran. But his first name is Muhammad. You know, there could be some screw up. We know that veterans are considered a potentially dangerous class by this administration. He could have his Second Amendment rights taken away. A lot of people could. This is a very dangerous proposal, and it's sad to see the Republican Congress giving in to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and that crew up down in the Senate, just because they staged. Remember when Rand Paul did it for drones, when Ted Cruz did it for Obamacare, it was a stunt. It was a talk-a-thon. It wasn't serious. But oh my God, Democrats are doing it to take away the Second Amendment. This is a brave and courageous stance that has to be responded to.
Indeed. It is amazing to me how so many in America really don't get the concept of self-defense, and the fact that our founders set it up not to be, you know, let's say, limited based on, again, the look or the scary look of a particular gun, you know, like the AR-15.
Yeah, I think there's still this myth about what an assault rifle is, and that these rifles are particularly dangerous. My favorite is when people say, "What do you need a gun for?" And to me, that's, you know, in a free society, you should never ask, "What do you need a?"
The answer is, it's none of your damn business.
Right. The question is, why should the government not let me have it? Whether I need it or not. You're right. It's nobody's business.
No, and by the way, as I saw Obama speak in Orlando today about, you know, again, another senseless tragedy. We know all of that, and nobody is in favor of these tragedies. The reality is, as he said, you know, too many people. How many more people? And I'm thinking, you know what? There, 1 in 45 kids in America now being diagnosed with autism. $3 billion paid out to the families of vaccine injured or killed children since 1988. 86 is when it was implemented, 88, the vaccine court. And it's sort of like you ignore that because it doesn't happen all at once in front of the media, right? It's not a firestorm of media. And you know, to me, that's so disingenuous of any politician who goes that way.
Yeah. Well, apparently it came out today that the shooter had problems in school. He was disruptive, and he had gone to various schools. And that suggests to me that we might want to take a look at his medical records. I don't want to violate the HIPAA laws, because actually, unlike the authors of HIPAA, I actually believe in medical privacy. But now that he's no longer with us and is a criminal,
was he on meds? Was he on psychiatric meds?
Was he on Ritalin or something else? And if so, how long? Because as you and Jonathan know, that's a common factor if you look at a lot of these shooters. And yet, that's never really brought up. I mean, it's brought up by people like us, but in the mainstream media, and certainly few politicians will dare to question it.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been radicalized to violence from an early age, which happens in these terroristic type communities, that's one thing. But for the most part, for a human to do what this guy did, you have to have the governor on your behavior completely removed. That can be through programming, true, but it is often done, as we've seen in the United States, school shootings, mass shootings, through psychiatric medicines, whether intentionally or not, that seems to be the result. And again, Jonathan, it's another aspect to this that not, the media is really not talking about.
Well, certainly it's germane to the school shooting context, and here's the basic point. Mm-hmm. I don't care what your motivation is. If you're going to kill somebody or kill a number of people, the only way we can prevent that is not by waiting 3 hours for police to break through or waiting 15 to 20 minutes for police to arrive bewildered by what's going on. The only solution is if people are armed. People, innocent people have a right to defend themselves, whether the bullet is being fired by somebody who's nuts or by somebody who is a religious zealot or by somebody who's just antisocial. I don't care what your motivation is. If you're shooting at someone or their family or trying to take hostages and kill them, people have a right to defend themselves. And they have a right to, if our society, if Obama's failure to engage a declaration of war and go to war against terror causes people to be at heightened risk of terrorist activities in the United States, you better believe that people ought to have a right to bear arms. That's when they need it most. We don't talk about the right to bear arms. We take it for granted until we have an enormous situation like this or any other situation where the presence of weapons could have changed the entire complexion of the incident. And yet you've got a president of the United States whose fundamental duty is to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, who very blithely runs over the Second Amendment and would prefer that people not have the military weaponry in their arsenal necessary to fend off those who are bringing into this country or using military weapons against them. You can't do that. You can't do that. Whatever force is going to be applied against the citizenry has a right to respond. That's what the right to bear arms is all about. Fundamentally, the Second Amendment is a right and the individual to defend their own right to life, liberty, and property, and to assist in forming militia comprised of citizens to defend the liberty of this country.
Right. Well, and that's why we're doing a Constitution class in July the 9th with Michael Badnarik. I mentioned last week, and on the 10th, we have a British Special Forces guy, former Special Forces, who's an American now and very much a staunch defender of liberty here, teaching firearm safety. So I think that needs to happen all over this land to get everybody up to speed, including those with this so-called Gadsden flag remodeled for the gay community that should be armed for defending themselves as well.
I think that that last point, it's good to see so many libertarian and conservative members of the gay community coming out and saying we need to be armed. We join the Second Amendment movement, especially given very disappointing to see, but not surprising given his politics, but to see one of my childhood heroes, actually George Takei, Mr. Sulu, coming out for on the other side of that.
Yeah, well, these are pacifists. And again, we're not inciting violence, but darn it, if somebody's going to bring violence to us to threaten our lives or liberty or property or our family, it is an obligation that we have to stand against that.
Well, and what's very disappointing about that is that, George Takei's story, when he was a young boy in California, his family was rounded up and taken to a camp, and he spent his childhood, part of his childhood, in an internment camp, courtesy of that great progressive icon Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Enforced and by guns, no doubt.
Right. You'd think that he would understand the dangers of this, but sadly he doesn't. Of course, he also doesn't understand how lucky he was to get to spend so much of his life in the presence of the great William Shatner. So there you go.
Indeed. Do we learn from history, or do we just, have an agenda that is belies history, in this case?
What I find most interesting about this is that here you have an interesting turnabout, which is that Hillary Clinton is, of course, all the way up to this point, preaching to the left of Bernie Sanders, reaching out to the gay community and saying, I'm your best advocate. I'm your best defender. I'm going to defend your interests and your rights. I'm going to be foremost in doing that. Then when it comes to this issue, oh, I guess gay people don't have a right to bear arms in their own self-defense, even if some idiot comes in and massacres 50 people in a gay a bar. They have no right to defend themselves. Nope, Second Amendment is not something I'm going to guarantee for you. And on the other side, you got the person that they've been claiming is the bigot. He comes out right off the bat, says that, boy, oh boy, these people have a Second Amendment right. And in addition to that, I would have taken the fight to the enemy who's interested in killing gays just because of their sexual preference and would condemn them and throw them off rooftops, you know, based on their religious principles or scruples. And I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to defend you. I am here to defend your rights. I am here to defend your right to life, liberty. That was quite an interesting pivot.
Yeah, Trump jumped her on that one. No pun intended there, of course. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty, another segment with Jonathan E. Moore and Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Check out all the links in the show notes, as well as upcoming events you may want to attend, including that Constitution class I mentioned. RobertScottBell.com. Lots more to go. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, so Congress must be taking away your liberties. That's basically the headline at the national blog of the Campaign for Liberty, thanks to Norm Singleton. But what liberties are they taking away this week, Norm?
Well, today we had a vote in Congress, the Defense Department Appropriations Bill amendment by Thomas Massie and California Democrat Phil Lofgren that would have prohibited funding for backdoor searches, which is part of the whole NSA apparatus. This is an amendment that's passed overwhelmingly the last 2 years, and then it gets stripped out at the very end, so they were trying it again, and this year it lost. And I'm afraid that this is a foretaste of the fact that post-Orlando, we're going to see all sorts of ramps up of the surveillance state, as well as assaults on the Second Amendment, and that's going to lead to maybe assaults on the First Amendment in that, you know, if you say something that the government doesn't like, you could be accused of being a terrorist. It's a very dangerous climate. They also passed a bill that gives more power to these fusion centers, which call Campaign for Liberty supporters potential terrorists in 2009. So we can expect, I'm afraid, more of this type of thing, assaults on the Second, the Fourth, and who knows what other constitutional amendments could go. Fortunately, to help us get through all this, the 21st Amendment appears to be safe.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. Well, look, I mean, ever since the dawning of this republic, and Jonathan, you know this all so well with your book, you know, Restore the Republic, there have been forces within, not even outside of us, that have been trying to tear down on the freedoms that this nation was founded upon.
Well, it's always in a crisis that we are most at risk of having people champion a cause based on a popular will to deprive a minority of their rights. And, of course, that was the situation in the McCarthy era. And we have to be mindful of the need to protect rights, particularly during crises, because that's when they're most at risk. In this situation, we've got a unique circumstance in that we do have terrorism. We do have terrorists in our country who are plotting and scheming the next attack. And we have a president who has basically abandoned the role of commander-in-chief. He won't do what the Constitution would have him do, which is to seek a declaration of war against the discreet enemy and then to arm and proceed against it. Had he done that years ago and attacked the enemy with a declaration of war, the nation would have been prepared and would have been energized to eliminate them overseas, and we wouldn't have the imminent threat now across the country of some sort of uncontrolled environment of terror, where you've got a president, rather than address the subject and become the commander-in-chief and go to war against the enemy over there, is turning his attention on taking away the rights of individuals here to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Well, Congressman Ron Paul at the time, all those years, was one of the few, if only, that were saying, you know, why not make a declaration of war or the letters of mark and reprisal, something
right.
that would be targeting instead of going to the United Nations for some nebulous declaration of police force activity. So, you know, this Obama is following up on, I guess, previous presidents who also didn't think to declare war.
Well, it's worse than that, because he's misrepresenting to the American public what he is doing, which is virtually nothing, and suggesting falsely that there's reason to believe that we're relatively secure, when in point of fact, we really do have a porous border. We really do have no effort to defeat the enemy over there that's serious enough, and we're allowing it to spread all over the world, and we're not interdicting it, despite the fact that it is dedicated to our destruction. It's dedicated to the elimination of Americans.
And we have an educational system that, unless you homeschool, your child is going to be pumped full of a lot of progressive propaganda.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, Norm Singleton, we keep following the blog and Campaign for Liberty. If you're not already partly a member, getting the emails, please go to Campaign for Liberty. We have them linked up in the show notes, as well as Jonathan E. Moore, Get Restored to the Republic. Great book, and boy, is it desperately needed. Folks, we got lots more healing to go. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you to Cheryl. Thank you to Norm for bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.